Worried about your future in tech? Master new skills, accelerate your team's impact, and redefine what's possible with Pluralsight. We're more than just another online learning platform. We're shattering the skills gap and shaping future generations of technologists. Transform your work. Transform your team. Ready to tap in? Visit us at Pluralsight.com to learn more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcasts12. Just go to Indeed.com/podcasts12 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcasts12. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Welcome to the Paranormal Deep Dive from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks.
The Eldridge Hotel in Lawrence, Kansas is more than just a historic landmark. It's a symbol of resilience. Originally built as the Free State Hotel in the 1850s, it stood as a beacon for abolitionists during a time of fierce conflict in the Kansas Territory. But with its significance came danger, destroyed not once but twice, first by pro-slavery forces, and later during Quantrill's infamous raid in 1863, the hotel was rebuilt by the determined Colonel Shaler Eldridge. His unyielding spirit seemed to leave an indelible mark, one that many believe lingers within its walls to this day. And then there's room 506. Known for its connection to the hotel's cornerstone, this room has earned a reputation for unexplained phenomena, whispers in the dark, objects moving on their own, and sudden chilling drafts. Could it be the presence of Colonel Eldridge himself, ensuring his legacy is never forgotten? Or are these experiences mere echoes of the past, stirred by the hotel's dramatic history? Today, the Eldridge Hotel is both a thriving business and a magnet for paranormal enthusiasts. Whether you're a skeptic or a believer, the stories surrounding this historic site are hard to ignore. I'm Tony Bruschi. Let's dig in. The story of the Eldridge Hotel begins with its predecessor, the Free State Hotel, constructed in 1855. Lawrence, Kansas, was a focal point of the Bleeding Kansas Conflict, a series of violent confrontations between pro-slavery and anti-slavery factions in the years leading up to the Civil War. The Free State Hotel was funded by the New England Emigrant Aid Society, a group dedicated to settling Kansas with anti-slavery advocates. Its purpose was clear: to provide lodging and support for free state settlers as they worked to ensure Kansas would enter the Union as a free state. The hotel's early history was turbulent. In 1856, tensions boiled over during the sacking of Lawrence. Pro-slavery forces led by Sheriff Sam Jones stormed the town, looting buildings and setting the Free State Hotel ablaze. What was meant to be a refuge for abolitionists turned into a smoldering ruin. The attack was part of a broader campaign to suppress free state efforts and intimidate settlers into abandoning their cause. But the destruction of the Free State Hotel was not the end. Colonel Shaler Eldridge, a staunch abolitionist and entrepreneur, stepped in. Determined to rebuild, Eldridge purchased the ruins and constructed a new hotel, which he named the Eldridge House. To symbolize resilience, Eldridge placed a cornerstone in the building with a vow that the hotel would be rebuilt if it were ever destroyed again. The Eldridge House thrived for a time, serving as a hub for abolitionists and a symbol of defiance. However, in 1863, tragedy struck once more during Quantrill's raid. William Quantrill and his band of Confederate guerrillas attacked Lawrence in a brutal assault that left over 150 men and boys dead and much of the town in ashes. The Eldridge House was again reduced to rubble, a casualty of Lawrence's pivotal role in the fight against slavery. Colonel Eldridge's resolve remained unshaken. In 1866, he rebuilt the hotel yet again, ensuring its place as a landmark of perseverance. Over the decades, the Eldridge Hotel underwent several renovations, including a major overhaul in 1925 that gave it the structure seen today. Despite its many incarnations, the hotel retained its connection to the cornerstone and the spirit of its indomitable founder. As the Eldridge Hotel grew into a cornerstone of Lawrence, it became steeped in local folklore. Staff and guests began reporting strange occurrences that they attributed to the spirit of Colonel Eldridge himself. The cornerstone, still embedded in the hotel, was rumored to hold a connection to the man who had rebuilt the establishment twice, as if his energy and determination had never truly left. Some early accounts of paranormal activity at the Eldridge were subtle. Unexplained noises in empty hallways, lights flickering without cause, and a faint sense of being watched. These occurrences were easy to dismiss as coincidences or the natural creaks of an old building, but as the stories persisted, they began to draw attention. Skeptics and paranormal enthusiasts alike have sought explanations for these phenomena. Could the reports be rooted in psychological factors such as the power of suggestion or confirmation bias? The Eldridge Hotel's violent past and association with historical events might prime visitors to perceive the ordinary as extraordinary. Others point to environmental factors such as drafts and electrical anomalies common in older buildings as plausible explanations. Despite these rational theories, the lore surrounding the Eldridge Hotel continues to grow. Guests claim to feel an unshakable presence, especially in room 506, the room said to be closest to the original cornerstone. Staff members recount stories of objects inexplicably moving and voices echoing in empty hallways. While some chalk it up to overactive imaginations, others believe it's the indelible mark left by Colonel Eldridge, a man so determined to preserve his vision that he might never have truly departed. As the decades passed, the Eldridge Hotel gained a reputation as one of the most haunted locations in Kansas. The focal point of many paranormal tales remains Room 506, where guests and staff alike report the most intense encounters. Some claim that the room holds a connection to the original cornerstone of the hotel, a symbol of Colonel Eldridge's enduring legacy and his vow to always rebuild. One guest recounted waking in the middle of the night to find the temperature in the room had plummeted despite the thermostat being set to a comfortable level. As they lay in bed, frozen in fear, they claimed to hear faint whispers, though no one else was present. Another guest reported seeing the shadowy figure of a man standing by the window only for the apparition to vanish when they turned on the light. Room 506 has become so infamous that it's a popular request among adventurous travelers seeking a brush with the supernatural. The staff at the Eldridge Hotel also share chilling accounts. Housekeepers often avoid working alone in Room 506, citing instances where they've heard footsteps behind them or seen doors slam shut without explanation. One staff member described a particularly eerie experience. While cleaning the room, they felt a distinct tap on their shoulder, only to turn and find no one there. The feeling of being watched is so common that it's almost considered a rite of passage for new employees. Beyond Room 506, paranormal activity is said to occur throughout the hotel. In the lobby, guests have reported hearing disembodied voices engaging in conversation as if remnants of the past linger in the air. Elevators are known to operate on their own, doors opening and closing without anyone inside. One visitor, intrigued by the stories, decided to record their experience and later discovered faint voices on the playback, voices they insist were not audible at the time. Paranormal investigators have also been drawn to the Eldridge Hotel. Several teams have conducted thorough investigations using equipment like EMF detectors, thermal cameras, and digital recorders. Many of these investigations have yielded curious results. Fluctuations in electromagnetic fields, unexplained cold spots, and faint voices captured on audio devices add to the building's mystique. While skeptics argue these findings could be attributed to the natural quirks of an old building, believers see them as evidence of something more. Theories abound about the nature of the hauntings at the Eldridge Hotel. Some suggest it's a case of residual energy, where traumatic or significant events leave a lasting imprint on the environment. The violent history of Lawrence and the repeated destruction of the hotel could explain why certain areas feel charged with unease. Others believe the hauntings are more active, with the spirit of Colonel Eldridge himself ensuring his beloved hotel remains protected and remembered. Still, not all reports involve fear or unease. A few visitors claim to have felt a comforting presence, as if the ghost of Colonel Eldridge is watching over them rather than trying to frighten them. These accounts paint a picture of a man who remains dedicated to the legacy he built, unwilling to let it fade even in death. While the paranormal accounts at the Eldridge Hotel leave many questions unanswered, one thing is clear. The combination of its rich history and enduring mysteries ensures it will continue to captivate visitors. Whether you visit for the thrill of a ghostly encounter or to marvel at the resilience of a hotel that has risen from the ashes twice, the Eldridge remains a testament to the past, and perhaps to the persistence of the human spirit. The Eldridge Hotel stands as a monument to resilience, its history entwined with the violent and passionate struggles of a nation on the brink of civil war. From its fiery destruction during the sacking of Lawrence to its rebirth under the determined hand of Colonel Shaler Eldridge, this building has witnessed more than its fair share of history. But what about the tales of lingering spirits and unexplained phenomena? Are these stories proof of something otherworldly, or simply the echoes of a tumultuous past? Skeptics might argue that the so-called hauntings are nothing more than a mix of suggestion, coincidence, and the quirks of an aging building. Drafty hallways, faulty wiring, and the power of imagination can all play tricks on even the most rational minds. After all, when you know you're sleeping in a room said to be haunted, every creak and whisper takes on a sinister tone. And yet the stories persist, from the ghostly figure seen in room 506 to the chilling whispers caught on tape. There's something about the Eldridge that captures our curiosity. Perhaps it's not just the ghosts of the past that haunt us, but the desire to connect with the lives and struggles that came before. Whether it's residual energy or the enduring spirit of Colonel Eldridge himself, the mystery of the hotel continues to intrigue believers and skeptics alike. So, is the Eldridge Hotel haunted? That's for you to decide. But one thing is certain, its legacy, both historical and paranormal, ensures it will never be forgotten. I'm Tony Bruschi. Be sure to press subscribe so you don't miss any episodes, and so you can join us again for another Paranormal Deep Dive.
Want to dig deeper in the Paranormal Deep Dive? Press subscribe now wherever you download podcasts and catch brand new Paranormal Deep Dives every single day from Real Ghost Stories Online and the Grave Talks podcast.
Mr. Monopoly here. Monopoly is back at McDonald's. Register in the McDonald's app so you're ready to
get your bag.
Two ways to peel for a chance to
get your bag.
Physical peels with select items and digital peels with others to
get your bag.
Play Monopoly at McDonald's.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
No purchase necessary. See rules at playatmcd.com for full details and amoe.playatmcd.com to play without purchase. Ends November 23rd, but bonus play ends November 2nd. Monopoly is a registered trademark of Hasbro. Copyright McDonald's.